The Morning Show can confirm that very soon the Goldfields town of Leonora is going to have its numbers swirled. It will be housing 80 to 90 asylum seekers who will be moved there from Christmas Island Detention Centre. The detainees will be housed in an unused mining camp. We understand Immigration Department officials have already been to Leonora. They met with the Shire last Friday to discuss the move. And joining me on the line now is the Leonora Shire President, Jeff Carter. Mr. Carter, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. How did this arrangement come about?
Well, we got this old mining camp, but it's a used mining camp down the end of town that I think what I understand, just reading through the area, the man or the company that owns that does a fair bit of work for the federal government. So they suggested this area, that was all.
Okay. Now, when did Immigration Department officials come to you on Friday and said, how about it? What's the possibility?
Yeah, they come in and had a talk to the Shire. They've given no definite date of when it's going to happen to us, if it does happen. But they just asked what the Shire thought about it, and the Shire sees it as a positive. And I must also say that the Shire can't really stop it because the mining camp's zoned for accommodation, and that's what it's going to be used for. But we take it as a positive light. I've had a talk to people around town. Most people are pretty positive. And I've talked to the Indigenous leaders around town, and most of them are pretty positive as well.
Okay. Do you know anything about the detainees who will be coming to you? Did Immigration give you an indication of who would be the new residents of Leonora?
They told us it mostly be families.
Yeah.
Husband and wife and children.
So not single men?
No, they said there wouldn't be any single men.
Any indication when this will happen, or is it as soon as we can get into the mining camp and make some, make some improvements?
Well, they haven't given us definite date for coming, but I suppose the mining camp had to be refurbished, so I suppose they'd wait for that to happen.
Yeah. How dramatically would the mining camp have to be refurbished? Has it fallen into disrepair, and was there any talk on behalf of the Immigration Department officials about security issues there?
No, there wasn't. Jeff, the mining camp's got a fence around already, which is mainly to keep people out, not let people inside get out, but mining camp was used to 18 months ago, then when the downturn happened a bit, some of it was moved away to other mine sites, and they're bringing more buildings back again.
So as you look at it, on the basis of these blokes coming to you and saying, hey, that mining camp could be useful, did you see the merit of it pretty quickly?
Yeah, I think so. I can see the benefits to the town. Me personally, that if it gets to the day where I can't help someone, I think I'll go, hey, mate. And I'd take that as helping people. And I think the town of Leonora would be that way as well.
You're listening to Jeff Carter, who's the Shire President of Leonora. 1300 222 720. If you are in Leonora and listening today, I'm sure this news isn't coming as a surprise to you, but it certainly is coming as a surprise to the rest of us. I'd like to know your views on the benefits or otherwise of welcoming another 80 or 90 people to a town of how much, Jeff? About 1,200.
Pretty well in town. We're a mining town, Jeff. We've got a transient population with FIFO with the mines operating.
Yes.
We've got a mine that operates right on the edge of town, St. Barbara's, the gold mine, and then we've got other satellite mines that have camps in town and the people come and go. We've got to call people that live in town.
Yeah.
I've been here for 30-odd years myself. But
so what do you reckon the benefits might be for the town?
Well, it would have to be work opportunities. There's not a shortage of work at the moment because with the mines being very busy. I could see it helping the retail side.
Yeah.
There's also, just talking to the immigration people about it, they're saying that they're completely self-sufficient with their doctors and nurses and education side of it. But
You won't be required to do anything other than provide, broader community support and a place for people to go and do their shopping and those kind of considerations.
Yeah, I think so, Jeff. That's what they're telling us. We've got the facilities. We've got our own hospital, our own doctor.
Mm.
We've got a school. We've got the rec centre, the pool, the oval.
Jeff Carter, someone said to me earlier, because of the fly-in, fly-out workforce and the kind of shift work that people do, that it'll perhaps add another dimension to life there a bit?
Well, I'd hope so. I don't know because it hasn't happened before, but I just think that the support staff that look after the refugees work on a different schedule to the mining companies.
Yes.
The mining companies work 12-hour days. They start at 6, knock off at 6.
Yep.
And you don't get a lot of opportunity for them to be in town spending money in the retail side, a few of them in the pub after hours.
Yeah. Were there any questions, Jeff? One about, I guess you've got to find a place for the Immigration Department people for the doctor or for those people? How will they be accommodated?
As far as I can understand, there's other camps around the area that are going to have them staying in their camps away from the actual refugee camp if it happens, because they're what they're telling us, they like to get away from site, so you're not there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
And the question that I'm sure some people would be asking was, well, if they're coming, how long will they be here for? I bet you that was a hard one for immigration to answer.
Well, it was. And, you know, what I understand is that it could be anywhere from average to 6 months or longer. And I can't, you know, really answer that question. That's one of the questions I asked, and they couldn't answer that themselves. But at the same time, Jeff, I can't see that being a real, you know, negative for the town.
No. So the initial impression from you, Jeff Carter, and the town of Leonora, to the news that maybe 80 or 90 people from Christmas Island will now come and make Leonora home is you're welcome?
I am personally. I reckon it's a positive towards the town. Most people I've spoken to about it said, give the poor little sods a go, mate. You know, and I take that as a positive towards the town. I'm sure there's people that don't agree with that, and that's their prerogative to have that opinion, but most of the people I've spoken to have been positive towards it.
Thank you for talking to us this morning.
Okay.
Jeff Carter is the Leonora Shire President, and a very interesting story that we've broken this morning, that Leonora will be home to a population from Christmas Island.